Leprosy has always been a horrible, loathsome disease. We read in the book of Leviticus concerning it that the leper shall cry, "Unclean, unclean," he shall dwell alone without the camp. In the Bible, leprosy is a type of sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ became, as it were, the leper for us. We read from Psalm 22, that prophetical psalm that speaks of the Lord Jesus, "I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people." The lepers were required to live outside the city. They were required to stay away from all other civilization. They were to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," as they passed someone else upon the street. We read concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter spoke of him, and he said these words, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. God the Son, the Lord Jesus, was perfect. He was sinless." And yet Peter also goes on to say, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Yes, that sinless one, that one in whom there was no guile, he became sin for us. Paul said in the second letter to the Corinthians, the fifth chapter, "For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal God the Son, became sin. He identified with the sin of the likes of us, that we, by the grace of God, could identify with him through all eternity. He, the Holy One, the Just One, the Righteous One, he became, as it were, a leper. That is, he identified on the cross of Calvary with my sin and yours. Are we sinners? Let me read to you from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 64. And there the prophet says concerning us, "We are all as an unclean thing," or "an unclean one." Friend, we in the sight of a holy God are like a leper. We are sinners. We're sinners by nature, we're sinners by choice, and we're sinners by practice. We are the unclean one. And it goes on to say that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. All our right acts, all of our good doings, all of our good deeds, even all of those things we do religious-wise, until we are born again of the Spirit of God, until we have trusted and experienced salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, the very best that we can do, please hear this, the very best that we can do, our righteousness, filthy rags. Anything you do trying to merit God's salvation, anything you do trying to earn eternal life, anything you do trying to merit favor with God is nothing but filthy rags. That's the best you can do. And a friend, your best looks like filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. What must your sins look like? How must they appear before him? Not only so, the prophet Isaiah goes on to say, we do all fade as a leaf. Like the leaf of springtime becomes brittle, brown, and decays in the fall and winter. So it is, men decay. Men fade like the leaf. And it says, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Yes, the scripture says we're dead in sin. We're diseased like the leper. Our very best is filthy rags. We're decaying and being driven by the wind. But bless God, eternal life is found by faith in the Lord Jesus. He'll give you eternal life because he paid for it at Calvary. And he proved it when he was resurrected from the grave. And today, friend of mine, he became the leper for you. He bore your sins. He, the holy sinless one, that you might have his gift of eternal life. Will you trust him today? My, how he'll bless you for his name's sake. Amen.